List of shows.
Okay, this is a podcast on Replay Converter 3 Beta using JAWS 9 and Windows XP Home. I'm going to show you just the interface today of the Replay Converter 3 Beta program. Keep in mind it's still in beta. Okay.
Alt tab, Replay Converter dialog, about button to act.
The first button you should land on when you run Replay Converter 3 Beta is the About button. And this tells you the version number and the serial number, the product key. With this program, do not use your Enter key on any of the main interface buttons. Only use your space bar when required. Okay. Let's tab one time from the About button.
Tab Help button to activate. Press space bar.
Here's the Help button. This takes you to the user guide, I believe, for the program. Let's tab one more time.
Tab Minimize button to activate. Press space bar.
This is the Minimize button. You can also use Windows key plus M as in Mic to minimize the program to the taskbar tray. Let's tab one more time.
Tab Exit button to activate. Press space bar.
Here's the Exit button. You can press your space bar. The exit will do an Alt F4. Also note the program comes with keyboard shortcuts, so check the user guide for those shortcuts. Let's tab one more time.
Tab Add Files button to activate. Press space bar.
Add Files button. This is where you select the files you want to burn with the program, and the files you add show up in a list view box. Let's tab one more time.
Tab Add DVD button to activate. Press space bar.
This is a new button called Add DVD, and I'll show you that later in another podcast. Let's tab one more time.
Tab Remove button to activate. Press space bar. Remove button to activate. Press space bar.
This is the Remove button. This removes any items that you have selected in the list view list box. Let's tab one more time.
Tab Clear List button to activate. Press space bar. Clear List button to activate. Press space bar.
This is the Clear button. This removes everything that's displayed in your list box list view. Let's tab one more time.
Tab Options button to activate. Press space bar.
Here's the Options button where you can do certain settings with the program. Let's tab one more time.
Tab Write File to Same Folder button to activate. Press space bar.
When you hear Write File to Same Folder, please keep in mind there's another button below it. So when you hear Write Files to Same Folder, if you down arrow one time, you will hear
Write File to New Folder button to activate. Press space bar.
Write File to New Folder. This up arrow.
Write File to Same Folder button to activate. Press space bar.
Okay. Keep that one in mind. Let's tap one more time.
Tab Convert Audio button to activate. Press space bar. Convert Audio button to activate. Press space bar.
When you hear Convert Audio button, there's two more buttons below it. So press your down arrow key and you will hear Convert Video.
Convert Video button to activate. Press space bar.
Let's down arrow one time, and this is a new button. It's called the Burn button.
Burn button to activate. Press space bar.
Okay.
Convert Video button to activate. Press space bar.
Up arrowed one time and I heard Convert Video. Let's up arrow.
Convert Audio button to activate. Press space bar.
And there's your Convert Audio button. Right now we're on the Convert Audio button. We're going to press the Tab key one time and we're going to hear a combo box. And the combo box we're going to hear is going to only contain the audio format that the Replay Converter developer put in by default. I believe it only comes with two default audio formats. So let me show you that.
Tab Combo Box WMA-CD Quality Left Parent 128 kbps Right Parent 304.
Okay, I added one of the audio format, the 32 kbps MP3 format, the 32 kbps 32 MP3 format. Sorry, it's AM quality. Let's press our home key.
Home MP3 AM quality left parent 32 kbps right parent.
That's the one. When you first run the program, you should only get two default audio formats. They are the MP3 128 kbps and the WMA 128 kbps formats. Here they are.
MP3-CD quality left parent 128 kbps right parent.
And the other one?
WMA-CD quality left parent 128 kbps right parent.
You use your up and down arrow keys in this list. At the very bottom of this combo box, there's an add option. If you arrow down to that add option, it will automatically take you to a dialog box. Even if you don't press your enter key, it's going to automatically take you to the dialog box to add the other audio formats of your choice. Keep that in mind. Okay, let's shift tab back to the previous button.
Shift tab, convert audio button to activate, press space.
It was a convert audio button. Let's down arrow one time.
Convert video button to activate, press space bar.
We're on the convert video. If we tab one time, we're going to go into a combo box, and that's going to contain the default video formats that were put in by the developer of the program. Let's do that.
Tab combo box MPEG-4i quality.
Let me press my home key.
Home audio quality left parent 800 kbps right parent.
I'm not sure how many which defaults were put in for the video format because I've been beta testing. I have in here AVI 800 kbps video format.
iPod video high quality left parent.
There's an iPod high video quality.
MPEG-4 high quality left.
And there's an MPEG high quality. Again, if you down arrow to the very bottom, you're going to hear an add option, and it's going to automatically take you to the video format dialog box, even if you don't press your enter key. And in that dialog box, you can choose the video formats that you want to appear in this list box, the main combo box for the video format. Very simple to use. Let's shift tab.
Shift tab. Convert audio button to activate. Press space.
And that's it. Okay. The burn button down here.
Convert video button to burn button to activate. Press space.
I will show you that later in another podcast. You can burn a CD or a DVD disc. Okay.
Convert video, convert audio button.
So we're back on the convert audio button. We're going to tab. We're going to hear the combo box for the convert audio format.
Tab, combo box, WMA-CD quality.
Let's tab one more time.
Tab, list view, zero items. To move the item, view the arrow key. List view, zero items. To move the item, view the arrow key.
The list view box is where the files you have added to be burned or converted for you. Okay? They appear in this list view box. And you can up and down arrow in this list view box. Let's tap.
Tab about button to activate.
And we're
press
back on the about
button to activate. Press space bar.
And there you have it. Thank you very much. And I'm recording this with Replay AV 8.41 with a standalone microphone, and the microphone is capturing the speaker sound. Let's see?
Alt tab, Replay AV.
I need to stop the recording. Thank you.
Traffic 689 podcast recorder setup application. S leaving menus. Yes button.